Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros.
Sada.
Rob here, Suk right over there.
With dude.
Hope you're having a good Tuesday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Enjoying the winter wonderland we have out in Portland right now.
Yes, are you sledding right now? Although I was...
I'm not. I'm sitting in here with you, but...
Well, I was talking to listeners, dude.
Do you have who has a sled?
I don't.
My son went a week ago. He went up to the mountain with some friends and he looked at me and goes, Dad, do we have a sled? And I went, why? Why would we have a sled, son? And if we did have a sled, wouldn't you know about it? Like I have some secret sled out in the garage that I've been hiding from you all these years. No, I don't have a sled.
Well, I think kids take for granted what's in the garage. I don't think they look around very closely.
Yeah.
So there could be a sled out there that he missed.
But wouldn't you think that if we had a sled, the child would know about it? Because he would be the one sledding, not me. I'm 42. What am I doing on a sled? When is a grown man heading out to the street and just randomly going down on the toboggan?
I don't know, having fun?
It just seems like a lot of pain. That's a Clark W. Griswold thing waiting to happen. No thanks.
By the way, I was just walking to the restroom to relieve myself during the break.
Very exciting. Thank you for that update.
If you need more info, I'm glad to share.
That Flomax working well for you? Super beta prostate, whatever that is. Joe Theismann's hawking something.
We have nice soaps now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, we've upgraded the soaps, even though there's no one in the building. COVID, we've upgraded soaps. If there's a good thing that's going to come out of COVID... The hygiene that we're experiencing in the levels of soap and whatnot, it's getting much better.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think we took it all for granted, and now it's like people are like, well, we should probably, be clean.
Well, I know, but we had soap before. I'm saying, why do you think we have nice designer soaps now?
Well,
I think somebody went out and is purchasing it when we run out.
As opposed to the bulk.
Yeah. Well, also, we're not having the people come in and clean and refill more than once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And so where they used to come every night. So now it's like, we'll make sure we have soap on top in case of where we run out.
Well, cleaning woman, by the way.
Yeah.
She just walks right in.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't care.
To the men's restroom.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I've peed in front of her.
It's no big deal. And by the way, other countries are like that too.
She doesn't care.
No. Like if you're going.
And I'm okay with it.
You're just going to the bathroom like at an airport in a foreign country. And the lady just rolls right in there and is like, hey, I got business to do too. No big deal. But now, because we only have like 6 people in the building, you can probably spend more on the designer soaps. Whereas if you have a building of 100 people, you got to do that bastard like elementary school soap.
Right. The like pink stuff that looks like Pepto-Bismol.
That stuff's horrible.
Horrible.
The only thing worse than that is when you get the powdered soap, like when you were really young. And that stuff was just like sandpaper on your hands. You don't want that.
Anyway, there's a TV in the, what do you call that? Like, what's that room that we walk by on the way to the... restroom there with all the towers in there, like the
rack room.
Yeah, they call it the rack room.
Oh, okay.
It's got all our buttons and cool electronics.
Sure, like it's the headquarters, the brain of the station.
Right.
That's the rack room?
Yes. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It's got the racks for all the stations. Hmm. Well, anyway, there's a TV that you can see, and I stopped and looked, and they do have a reporter out there on Highway 26. He's out by Vernonia near Buxton. I guess the road's closed out there.
Yeah.
And there's There's, you know, I mean, I say quite a bit of snow. I mean, there's...
Well, they said there'd be 4 to 6 inches out there.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like there's a couple inches
like a
on
real
the ground.
4 to 6 inches or what you think is 4 to 6 inches?
Or 1.6 inches?
Or 3.7 inches.
Anyway, that's big news.
That
it's
is,
only 3.7 inches.
That is definitely
big snow news.
Yes. The Washington County scanner is talking about it right now. There are several vehicles blocking the highway. So
yeah,
expect delays.
A little bit of snow, though. The freeway goes to S around here.
Grind to a halt.
By the way, somebody says on our text line before we get to the hot five, no wonder my intercom stock is tanking. You guys are buying fancy soaps. Sir.
We're skyrocketing.
The new Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Bitcoin, intercom. Intercom, Bitcoin. It's the same thing. It can't be stopped. Intercom up another 5% today.
Suck it.
5%.
I just like to point rich, that out. Bitch.
We're rich, man. I don't even have that much stock. I just remember that when I first got here to the station, our stock was like $54 a share.
Not so much.
And now it's like we're doing cartwheels and it's $4.05.
Well, something tells me.
Or $4.50.
You have something to do with that. You get here and all of a sudden it takes a huge plummet.
Yeah.
I think that is true.
That, there's no question.
Your
it is,
massive salary and your fancy soaps are driving our stock price down.
It has gone nothing but down since I have been at Intercom. Perhaps that says something about the state of things.
Indeed.
The club hour is coming up in our next hour. Not now, but the next hour that we have. What these rich men are paying $55 million for,
ooh.
I would like to tell you what that is. Would you like to guess what that is?
$55 million.
Multiple rich men are paying $55 million for this.
I saw that. I think it was a dude in Michigan. He won the $1 billion lottery.
Yeah, they come forward?
It was sold, but I haven't seen the person that's come forward.
I think he has to in Michigan.
Ooh.
Some states you can be incognito.
Yeah, you can go anonymous.
But I think in Michigan he has to, you know, be public.
Did it tip a billion? It was like 990 something million.
Yeah, it was a billion.
Yikes.
And he bought it at a little...
Yeah,
it's like a little market.
Yeah.
And you know how they always do. They go back to the market and then they talk to the people who are disappointed. They're like, God damn it. They're like, I buy tickets here all the time.
The person who sold the ticket, I think they get like 100 G's or something. Like you get,
oh, yeah.
you get some dough for selling
sure.
the ticket.
And then if the guy won a billion, he should take care of that store owner for life.
Absolutely. Give him a little something.
I mean, I would.
I was going grocery shopping last week at Freddy's, and they right as you check out, they've got the lottery machines. There was a line around the corner. No socially distanced, by the way. A line around the corner for people waiting to buy the lottery.
Well, it's $1 billion.
Can't be bothered when it's like $200 million, but $1 billion, you'd be stupid not to buy a ticket.
So that'll be in the club here this hour. We've got some fun with audio. The Nothing Burger. Speaking of Nothing Burgers, the Aaron Rodgers trade talk.
Yeah, it's over.
What do you mean it's over? It never started.
It's over.
It's just a Nothing Burger. There's not much to it. We'll get to that. But right
0%
now,
0% chance, right?
The Hot 5 at 5.
15.
Oh. Hot topics. Hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frost-Brewed Coors Light.
I am a monkey fan.
I don't think there's anything wrong with partying, bro.
I think we're playing the varsity.
Number 5.
Oregon men's basketball has to pause again due to the COVID.
It was just paused a week ago. And we're back.
Yeah. Their next three games, which are scheduled for this Thursday, Saturday, and then next Monday, all postponed.
Yeah, college basketball right now, it's every day there's a new postponement.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had there, so.
Yeah, I mean what
anything
do you
else to say about that?
There's no reason they should be
what's their
college
record?
Basketball at this point.
How are they doing?
Well, for a while there they only had like 7 players.
There's no reason they should be playing.
No, college basketball trying to do this at this point. It's
is it
joke.
Like football trying to do it?
I think this is way worse than football.
Really?
Yeah.
Less players, way more teams.
Way more teams, way more travel. It's just this.
How many games have been canceled?
This thing has been a cluster.
Or postponed.
Oh my God, so many.
I feel like Kansas hasn't had any problems.
And they got teams already that are talking about bailing out of conference tournaments. You just need to get to a bubble already and get to the NCAA tournament.
Number 4.
Back to back Oregon news bits of info. Sports. Ducks receiver Johnny Johnson announces he'll be back for a fifth season. He is one of only two Pac-12 players who enters next season with at least 100 catches, 1,500 yards, and at least 10 TDs.
Most of the Oregon guys, there's been a bunch of announcements of guys coming back.
Yeah, Jalen Redd, C.J. Verdell, Jordan Happel, Drew Mathis, George Moore, all announced they will be back. There is one Duck leaving, however, and that is, well, actually two, Cyrus Abebe-Likio, we told you yesterday, is in the transfer portal. So is quarterback Cale Millen.
Yeah, and he was buried down on the chart, and you got the Ty Thompson coming in, and so, you know, he was an odd man out there. By the way, the Duckies 4-2 in conference, 9-3 overall.
All right, so they played 12 games.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Seahawks offensive lineman Chad Wheeler arrested on suspicion of felony domestic violence.
Yeah, that's no good.
He's accused of assaulting his girlfriend. They had a fight. She locked herself in a bathroom, called 911, telling the dispatcher she was being killed. Here's an excerpt from the Seattle Times. Quote, the incident began when Wheeler asked the victim to bow to him, and when she did not, he grabbed her and threw her on a bed. The report said Wheeler then strangled the victim before she lost consciousness. When she regained consciousness, Wheeler was standing near the bed and said, wow, you're alive? End quote.
Yikes.
Damn. Wheeler, if you don't know who that is, he played sparingly. They signed him to the practice squad last year, but this year he got into five games.
Well,
he originally was with the Giants, and he started some games for the Giants, but they cut him loose. He's had a myriad. He played at USC, but he's just had a myriad of personal problems and injuries.
This is a terrifying account, if true, and my man there needs to get some help. He needs to get some help stat. Probably do some jail time. Jeebus.
Super Bowl injury update. No shortage of star power in that game, especially when you consider these four bros are expected back. For the Chiefs, they will get Le'Veon Bell and Sammy Watkins in there. And for the Bucks, Antonio Brown and Antoine Winfield Jr. are back.
Who would have thought that Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell would both be in the Super Bowl, just not with Pittsburgh?
True.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that.
For a while there, they were on the best offense. You know, they were rolling there in Pittsburgh, and now, you know, they're both kind of... well, they're role players, right? Le'Veon Bell isn't even the main guy in the backfield, and Antonio Brown is the third, fourth option on that offense.
I'll tell you what, Le'Veon Bell, when he... There's a noticeable drop-off from Edwards-Helaire and Williams to Le'Veon Bell when he's in there. He's just not... He doesn't have much anymore.
Well, and Antonio Brown, I know he's, you know, he hasn't exactly been lighting the world on fire down there in Tampa at one point.
Well, he'd been hurt.
At one point, these were the arguably the two best of their positions in the NFL.
I just did some rough counting. Over 150 postponements in college basketball so far.
150?
Yeah.
Can you give me a percentage on that, Mike? What percentage of games versus percentage of college football games canceled? Because obviously there are way more college basketball games played.
Okay. I have no idea how many college basketball games have been played, but...
Let's do it.
I can count one by
one. Can you come up with that? I want you to count one by one.
Cool.
Come on, man. They pay you big money. Can't believe Mike. There's no work ethic in the kids these days, you know?
Slacker. I'll see if it's in an article somewhere, because that's the only way we're going to find it.
Exactly. That's what I was insinuating. Like, maybe that's been written about.
Otherwise, I doubt we're going to do it.
I was looking it up, and all I found was a list of all the games that have been canceled. It didn't even have the number on that stupid article.
No Hall of Famers this year in Major League Baseball. The Hall of Fame announcement today, votes were made public. The closest vote was Curt Schilling, who got 71%. He now says, take me off the ballot for my final year.
Yeah, he's disgusted. I mean, it's... By the way, he's so close. He's 16 votes away. If he just shut his dumb mouth up, he would get in next year. But now he's doing this whole woe is me, I'm going to be a martyr thing. Look, he deserves to be in off of his merits, but the guy's an ass and people don't like him. Plain and simple.
Aubrey Huff likes him.
Aubrey Huff, also an ass that people don't like. But, you know, this is the thing. I think Curt Schilling is deplorable. I think what he says is not just, you know, a different political opinion. I think he's quite dangerous, but... You know, his record should speak for itself, and I do think he should be in the Hall of Fame. Just like I think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame and Roger Clemens, but I don't know. I find it hilarious that he's going to do this whole woe is me, I'm a martyr thing, as if he didn't directly lead to this.
Bonds and Clemens were at 61%. All three of those guys technically have one more year. Mets made a free agent offer to pitcher Trevor Bauer. Phillies bring back catcher JT Realmuto for 5 years, $115 million.
Good Lord.
Most ever for a catcher. Spring training scheduled to begin 32 days from now on February 27th.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's right around the corner.
The Hot 5 is refreshed by Coors Light. Live sports are back and always better with an ice-cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Okay, well, there's not going to be a Rodgers trade, but it is going to be an interesting NFL offseason and more fun with audio coming up on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up, you will hear why Shaq and Coach K have been in the news.
I saw the Michigan bro will get, or gal, will get $776 million if they take the lump sum payment.
Damn.
And they have not come forward yet.
A lot of dough.
Yep. And they will be get dinged for $42 million in state taxes and $241 million in federal income tax.
Wow, the feds get $241 million of that.
Feds get $240 million. So let's just say roughly $280 million. Chop that off of your $776 million.
Would you ever be happier to write a $250 million check or two checks totaling $250
million? Right. Well, $280 million.
Or $280
million? $280 million. I do not think you mind writing the $280 million check when you get a check for $776 million.
I'd put a tip on there.
Just a little something extra, Uncle Sam.
Hand out a C-note to all your employees.
Something.
By the way, quick college football note. We were talking about COVID. Mm-hmm. In the college sports. Did you see that Dabo Swinney, the coach of the Clemson Tigers, would not have been able to coach in the title game had they beat Ohio State?
No, I did not.
He had the COVID.
Oh, okay. I thought everyone there had the COVID and that it didn't affect them because of Jesus.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. But okay. He had the COVID, and now they're coming out and saying, hey, if Clemson had beaten Ohio State, a lot of the Clemson coaches would not have been able to coach in that game, including Dabo.
And yet it wouldn't have mattered because would have kicked their ass anyways.
There's that. Yeah. Well, this Aaron Rodgers story is salacious, because it's Aaron Rodgers and he kind of opened this can of worms with his comments. But it's classic sports radio to just beat it to death when there really isn't that much substance to it.
Exactly. We talked about this yesterday, that because of his contract, and by the way, Green Bay's not moving on from him and he can't really force his way out. The only thing he could do is retire. Green Bay wasn't going to do this because the financial implications were devastating for them. Oh, and by the way, you'd be losing the league MVP for Jordan Love.
Well, I enjoyed the comments of the head of the Packers. I don't know who it was, but
it was like their CEO.
So what do you think we are, idiots? It's Aaron Rodgers.
I'm letting him go.
So there's nothing really to that. And Rodgers came out and kind of backtracked today. He's buddies with Pat McAfee, and he went on his show, and he basically said, I don't see any reason why I would leave.
Yeah, he said there's no certainty in the NFL, and that's what he said. I'm sure he was emotional, and, again, it stings when you're 13-3 and they draft Jordan Love. It stings when you go 13-3 and you watch other teams go out and get Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Leonard Fournette, and then, you come up short again. I'm sure that stings, and you start thinking about your future, but the Packers have 31 million reasons to keep.
Well, the other thing
Aaron
too,
Rodgers.
The other thing about Aaron Rodgers is, when you look at Deshaun Watson or you look at Matt Stafford, you totally see why they want out of their situations.
Yeah.
Dude, Green Bay is 13-3 2 years in a row and been in the NFC title game. Like, there are not a lot of places you're going to go that's better than that.
No.
Right? Like, the grass is not greener anywhere, but maybe if he went to San Francisco,
sure,
that's a better sitch. But God, like, it's a totally different scenario for him than it is some of these other guys who are fed up with their crappy-ass franchises.
Exactly. This is not a case of a dysfunctional franchise. There are some differences of opinion on how you want to run things, and Rodgers knows that. And again, Rodgers isn't going to pout and fit, because even if he did, the Packers you can't absorb that kind of money by getting rid of him. So the only solution he would have to this is to just retire and walk away.
Well, I think Watson in Houston can just basically just force his way out.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers could do that, but again, he's had a good franchise where they're winning. They're 26-6 in the last 2 years. Like, that, it's just a different. It's different saying I'm fed up and I will not play in Houston. People understand that. Yeah. You
can't do it.
In Green Bay, no. you've gone to the NFC title game the last 2 years. You can't say, I'm fed up, I'm not playing here. I mean, I guess you can, but he's not going to do that. No. Which is why there's nothing to this.
So, but the Deshaun Watson stuff is real. Matthew Stafford is real. Garoppolo could be real. Derek Carr could be real. Matt Ryan could be real. Sam Darnold could be real. Andy Dalton could be real. Dak Prescott could be real.
It's a big offseason.
And again, we go back to it. Salary cap's going to go down $22 million, not up 10. So you got teams all of a sudden looking at something. There's going to be $30 million that they expected to be there is gone. Teams are going to have tough decisions to make. This could be the most interesting offseason we've had in the NFL in memory.
Well, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. I was just thinking before we got to get to Mike here in SportsCenter, but can you, like, when Peyton Manning switched teams, it was weird, but you could see it. Like Tom Brady now with Tampa, you're just like, it's just weird to see him in that uniform, but you get used to it. I cannot picture Aaron Rodgers in another uniform.
It would be bizarre.
Wouldn't that be so weird?
But if you can see Tom Brady and you see Peyton Manning, you can see Brady, but
Brady, I don't know what it is about certain guys. Like Favre, it was weird to see him in the Vikings and the Jets uniforms. That was weird. Maybe it's something about the Packers. I don't know, but or just the nondescript nature of the Patriots uniforms that you could see Brady in other. Like I could. For some reason, I could see Tom Brady in other uniforms. Aaron Rodgers, I cannot. Yeah. I don't know why.
It's certainly
maybe San Francisco.
But if he's a Bay Area kid, right? He's a California kid. If Tom Brady has taught you anything, or you should have learned this from Joe Montana, there's no such thing as a sacred cow. Doesn't exist, right? San Francisco booted Joe Montana, and New England let go of Tom Brady. There's no such thing as an immovable guy.
All right, Fun with Audio continues next. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Excited the erection.
God, Chuck Schumer.
Ew.
I always look at yours and I kind of chuckle at how small it is.
Excited the erection.
Where were we? Oh, finishing up Fun with Audio. I've got two bits for you here. One involves the great Coach K, who can do no wrong.
Well, this year he can.
You know him?
I do know him.
Krzyzewski. Mm-hmm. Spelled nothing like that. But first, Shaq. A lot of people don't like Shaq on Inside the NBA.
It's funny because I love Shaquille O'Neal everywhere other than Inside the NBA.
You know, I've done a full 360 on him. Mm-hmm. Because when he first joined Inside the NBA, I was like, no. And then I was like, you know what? He's kind of funny and these guys work. And now I'm like, no, I can't handle him.
I get it's the Deacon Jones was this way. I hate the back in my day guy.
And that's what he is.
He is super that way. He is such a sensitive, you know what?
Well, he's always, I mean, and he can do this because he has all the rings.
Yeah.
But that's his only, like his Trump card is always that. Yes. It's always like, oh, I got the ring, so you have to listen to me.
Yeah, I would have killed you. I get it. You were really good.
Right.
No one's doubting that, but
it's getting obnoxious.
Let it go. There are other players in the game today that are good, and the game isn't played that way anymore. Just stop.
I don't think it's just Shaq either. From watching that show this year, I'm just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, they're losing people. It's true. There is a feel with that show that it's just like, oh my God, these guys. Their bit's kind of wearing thin. Like there isn't a lot of analysis on that show anyway.
Well, and Chuck and Shaq don't watch a lot of basketball. I think Kenny
exactly.
Kenny Smith does, but
Chuck and Shaq have never watched a lot of basketball. So the question is what's different this year? I think what's different is the act is wearing thin and they're kind of predictable.
Yeah.
And players are getting pissed. Like Kevin Durant and we'll play the audio here, but Donovan Mitchell, like these players are like, God, these old guys just
let it go, man.
Just go like play golf or something.
No one wants to hear about, you know, you talking about how, you know, I can come on here and be like, when I played college, we had two-a-days for three straight weeks and it was a man's game. And this is, you know, that just, I don't care how good you are. And Shaq is one of the all-time greats. You just sound like a bitter old douche. Let it go, my man.
So here's Shaq interviewing Donovan Mitchell.
And remember, he's already crapped on Rudy Gobert, his teammate, you know, 1,000 times saying that, you know, Shaq would have 50 points against him and he would foul out in 2 minutes.
This is Shaq. I said tonight that you are one of my favorite players, but you don't have what it takes to get to the next level. I said it on purpose. I wanted you to hear it. What do you have to say about that?
All right. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, cool.
I've been hearing that since my rookie year. You know, I'm just going to get better and do what I do.
Good.
At the end of the day.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear you say. Yes, love your game, brother. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
That's what I wanted to hear you say.
As if, you know, God, Shaq acts
as if
like
he cares what Shaq says. You
know, like Shaq's the god of basketball.
I think that's what it is. I think those guys believe that they are royalty sitting up there.
Yeah.
And while they are entertaining, no one thinks they're royalty. Like Charles Barkley's kind of a joke, other than he's just fun and funny. I mean,
two of the three of them are legends in the game. But.
Well, they are, but I don't think people, they think that that's like the ultimate thing, but it's just not.
And I think the players in today's game do not view them the way they think that they're viewed.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I don't think fans really view them that way. I mean, they're absolutely legends. I would never want to say anything bad about Charles Barkley as a player or Shaq as a player or even Kenny Smith as a player.
Yeah.
At the same time, that was how many years ago? I mean, no one cares about their playing days anymore. It's like you're on there to give analysis, which they don't do. So they do have fun. They do have entertainment value, but they just, I don't know. They're losing. I don't know what it is specifically, but they're just losing a lot of people.
Yeah, someone's saying that whole show is built around taking a joke and Shaq can't. That is 100% true. And sometimes it can be funny when Barkley needles him and Shaq can't take the joke, but boy, for someone that dishes it out as much as Shaq does, there is no more sensitive person in the world than Shaquille O'Neal. And he's so threatened by anyone else's success.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like he cannot admit that there is a good center in today's game.
He doesn't think that the way the centers play now is like the correct way.
Yeah. Right.
And I've watched the show a couple times where they're like, Shaq, you wouldn't last in this current NBA. You can't shoot.
You wouldn't be any good at this at all.
You can't move like these guys can move. And he's like, no, totally not. I would do great.
Some people suggested putting Chris Webber in there instead of Shaq, and maybe that could get some balance back.
I don't know.
Webber's a pretty good analyst, and maybe he could yuck it up with those guys.
Sure.
But Shaq, it's probably time to maybe not renew Shaq on that show.
And it's funny because I outside of that, I love Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal is great in every other way. It's just that sensitive people, I have a hard time with. That one, it's not appealing watching old-timey sensitive guy crap on, you know, whatever sort of new sort of progress is coming down the pipeline. You can't accept. And it doesn't mean that it's better or worse. It's just different. But it's the same guy that like mocks video games or mocks this or mocks that. You don't have to understand it, and you can be confused and frightened by it. And it may not be your thing, but it doesn't mean that it's necessarily bad. It just means that it's different.
All right. Well, there's Shaq. And if you're watching Inside the NBA this year, it does feel a little different.
I do love that Donovan Mitchell. Okay.
Right. He pulled a Mike Lynch. That's what Mike does.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's that SNL bit with
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Hey, I'm going to rob you and take all your.
All right.
Oh, okay. The kids these days.
Like Shaq was waiting for Mitchell to have some sort of great response and like be, you know, get all fired up. And he's like, what? Whatever. I don't care.
And I think that's what it is like those guys now don't care what those old men have to say.
Yeah.
Because I think Durant, or who was it that got really upset? Was it Durant they were criticizing that was like came a big thing? Or
yeah, it was Durant because then he would refuse to answer a question.
Yeah.
Or only said like one word answer.
But now they're kind of past that and just like, whatever, dudes.
Yeah.
Go write a book.
Well, Shaq.
Has Shaq written a book yet?
I don't know. He's made money off. That dude is a really, really smart, successful.
That Shaq reality show is a good show.
It's great.
I like watching that show.
Like I said, he's a great person. He does a ton in the community. He's a super smart business guy. He just, like I said, I love everything about Shaquille O'Neal. He just, for me on that show, it doesn't work for me anymore.
Hey, is Coach K sensitive? Okay, so now he's been in the news for something, and we have the audio, and we'll play it for you next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
By the way, if you think Shaq's going to be leaving Inside the NBA, you'd be wrong. He just signed a big old deal with TNT last August.
He ain't going anywhere.
That includes his reality show and all the other stuff that he does.
Yeah, the reality show's good.
It's part of his package with TNT.
I watched...
Or Turner Sports, I guess.
There was a thing. It was either 60 Minutes or, you know, Dateline. One of those. I think it was 60 Minutes, where it just talked about his life off the court and all the different successful, you know, ventures that he's done. And like, he won't endorse a product unless he believes in it. And like, he basically just endorses things that he loves. And then he gets, like, instead of getting money, he wants a piece of the company. Like, he owns a piece of, like, the Ring doorbell. He owns a piece of, like, was it Krispy Kreme donuts? He's now on the board of directors at, like, Papa John's. Like, all these sorts of things. And the other cool one is the shoe thing. Like, Shaq has sold more shoes than any other athlete. And he sells them at, like, Walmart, his little Shaq brand. And, you know, there's some debate about whether, you know, Reebok dropped him or if he insisted. But I guess the story goes is that, you know, back he used to have a signature shoe and it was expensive like all the other shoes. And he realized that like kids, you know, when he was growing up, he didn't have any money and he felt bad that, you know, kids couldn't buy a shoe. And so he decided that he was going to sell kind of bargain brand shoes and he's made a gajillion dollars off of it. His shoes may only be $20, but he sold a couple hundred million pairs of them.
To that point, when he signed with TNT after he retired, it wasn't just to be on Inside the NBA. Dude, he has a deal with for like animation division and entertainment division of that company.
Like people
think, hence his reality show and all this.
He is a super, super smart business guy. And he has a piece, he owns a piece of everything that he does.
All right, Coach K, do you know how he is at business?
No, I don't, but I'm assuming he's...
He probably does pretty well with his money.
That would be my guess. He makes a lot of it.
He certainly does. Maybe Coach K is like up to his eyeballs in debt. I don't know.
I don't think so. I
wonder what Coach K's house is like. I can kind of picture it.
Can you?
Yeah, maybe a little dated at this point.
That was my very first thought, was you a know, little dated.
Old carpet, but nice.
Oh,
like,
I'll
you
bet
know,
you.
Some curtains.
He's got a...
Oh, you mean window treatments?
He's got a lady that I guarantee keeps that dialed in, right?
I don't know,
man.
Look at Coach K.
Yeah.
What makes you think
he's
modern
a Bob
fashion?
Knight guy? Exactly. He's old.
I'll do a little digging here and see if I can find out a little
Get
bit
us
about
some
his.
Inside shots on Coach K's house out there.
It's like if you ever just are like looking at really expensive homes just for fun on any of the housing sites, and you look on the inside pictures of one and you're like, ooh. This hasn't been updated in 30 years.
Right.
That's Coach K's house.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. I think that's right. Now, Coach K is in, I'd say hot water. He received the ire of social media the other day.
Yeah.
Because of this. It's about 45 seconds long. Duke is not playing well. They are 5-5.
Yes.
They have lost 3 games in a row.
Not in the top 25.
And this was a student reporter asking Coach K after one of their losses what went wrong.
Hi, Coach. I'm just curious as to what the next step forward here is for the team as you guys move into another week of basketball.
Yeah, why don't we just evaluate this game? You know, I'm not into what our next step forward is right now. We just finished the hard-fought game. Yeah, I don't know if, like, when you, what's your major? What's your major at Duke?
Duke.
What's your hardest class?
Econ.
Okay. So say you just had the toughest econ test in the world. And when you walked out, somebody asked you, what's your next step? You see what I mean? Do you have some empathy and you know,
Jesus.
Just give us time to evaluate this game and then we'll figure out just like we always try to do.
So people didn't like that.
No.
I don't think it's bad. But
that's not Bobby Knight bad.
He apparently called the kid and apologized.
Yeah, he apologized. And I don't even know that he had to. That's just, I mean, I don't think that's that bad. It's just classic, you know, bully coach, you know, saying, hey, he in other words, he doesn't do that to anybody but a student reporter, right? Like he knows that's a student reporter and he knows that that guy's going to back down, the kid's going to back down if he doesn't want to answer his question.
It just doesn't seem fair to me that you're gonna do a teaching moment,
right?
But the teaching moment is to tell the student, don't ask tough questions.
Right. It's pretty passive aggressive. Actually, it's very passive aggressive, but it's classic heavy-handed
yes.
coach who thinks he's, you know, who's the god of all. I mean, dude, that guy's is Jesus there.
And by the way, that's not even a tough question.
Not at all.
What's your next step? Ah!
But he didn't, I mean, his answer was a little preachy, but it wasn't, it's not that bad. I don't think that's that bad.
I've heard worse.
I've
heard worse.
You can't get by social media with anything these days.
No,
so they made Coach K call the kid up and say, I'm sorry.
I bet Coach K probably did that on his own. Coach K is an ass and I'm not a fan of him, but he's a
he's a nice ass.
He's a nice ass. As far as
wait,
the ass,
he has a nice ass.
I bet he works out. As far as the asses of college basketball, the Jim,
he's not bad.
The Jim Boeheims and the Roy Williams, and then certainly the Jim Calhouns and the Bob Knights, he's at the bottom rung of the asses. He is not king ass.
I've seen Jim Boeheim rip into student reporters many times.
Yes.
It's a classic Jim Boeheim move.
By the way, I have no, there is no inside photos of his home. It is a giant.
It's dated.
It's dated. The aerial views of it, it's,
thank you.
It's like a, it certainly is a, it's a huge home in Durham, and it's like in its own, it's like on acreage. But you, from the aerial view, it does indeed look, it looks like it was built in the 90s.
It's probably got a modern kitchen, and everything else is original, including the as Mike said, the window treatments by his wife, who's probably a little old school, and they're from 19, maybe 2000, but
might
probably
be some wallpaper in there.
He does yeah. have a circular red brick driveway.
Flowery wallpaper.
With a big, like a bush right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's.
There's know. Probably some big, giant, like antique case with plates and dishes and fancy.
There's a fancy hutch. Yeah.
Hutch. There's yes. There's a hutch.
There's a China.
I bet
hutch.
You there's multiple hutches.
They may have the opening foyer where it's got the double curved staircase around the edge with some portraits along it.
Fancy.
Yeah.
No pool.
Maybe some flowers.
No pool or anything or at the Coach K residence.
Really?
Indoor no. pool, maybe.
No tennis courts.
It's
no,
probably underground.
Yeah, no tennis court, no pool. Doesn't look like any sort of hot tub. Nothing like that.
Come on, Coach.
He's no Papa John, that's for sure.
Somebody ask him about that.
No, it is not. It's a very nice house from the aerial, but you would, you know, you would think, you would think it's not as gaudy as maybe, you know, for someone of Coach K's status.
Can I bring up one more thing on the Shaq Donovan Mitchell tip, yo?
Yeah, go for it.
Did you see that there was a politician in Utah today? A woman who, her name's Representative Kara Berkland, and she put out a bill called HR3 and introduced it to the House in Utah, honoring Donovan Mitchell over Shaquille O'Neal. The resolution was written to recognize the exemplary service of Donovan Mitchell to the Utah Jazz and the Utah community, and suggests consideration of making the Spida the official state arachnid.
What?
But the
Did
bill.
Did you see what she wore?
No.
She was wearing a referee outfit.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear God, no.
Yes.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, boy.
The bill goes hard at Shaq for his infamous post-game interview last week when O'Neal told Mitchell he doesn't have what it takes to get to the next level.
So we're getting the federal government involved in a Shaquille O'Neal, Mitchell spat?
I would like to defend Shaq in one instance. This says, part of the resolution notes... Excuse me. In Utah, we support our players when they face awkward abuse during post-game interviews disguised as pep talks. Okay. No. Okay, Kara. Kira. Or
might as well say Karen at this point.
Karen. Yeah. No. Abuse? I love how we're doing this now. Like that's, anything that's that we don't like that is said is abusive. That's not abuse.
Adam
like,
Schefter's assault.
Shaq's question was kind of douchey, yeah. but it wasn't abuse. God.
You abuse the Blazers every day on this program. And quite
is it
frankly,
abuse?
Rob, I'm sick of you say they don't have what it takes to get to the next level, you son of a bitch.
I do say that. Is that abuse?
I'm getting, where's Jeff Merkley? I'm calling Jeff, and we're going to wear sensible slacks and hard hats in each other's garages, and we're going to censor you.
You know, what you're going to do is you're going to put on a referee outfit, and you're going to introduce some legislation to take me down.
We're coming after you, Isaac Rop.
God, these people waste so much time. Okay, that is Fun with Sports Audio. It is complete. Club 1080 is next. Turns out, I have two things. You know when you click on a story of internet?
I have clicked on one or two.
And it makes you accept some sort of fine print?
Yeah, it's always like cookies or something.
Well, yeah, it's you have to accept the cookies.
Yeah, what is that?
They can track you now. You're giving away your freedoms.
And what these rich men are paying $55 million for. 6 o'clock on the Fan.